Welcome back in Dining Out Columbia County, segment three. Today, Lindsey Jones, RD from lindseyjonesrd.net, Marty, your engineer, and Beth Dennis from Understanding My Medicare, and we've been selling elderberries during the break.
Yeah.
Selling elderberries.
About that, yeah.
And but I think I want to have I really do. I think I want to have a booth at this fair.
I think you
Good.
Should. Yeah.
I think it'd be so fun. And I thought that in September when I went, I was just amazed by how many
And talk about the elderberries, you know, with allergies. Yeah. It's really affecting people, and it's a beautiful plant. It really is. Yeah. It looks
gorgeous.
Like a blueberries.
Yeah. They're beautiful. And then the syrup is just this.
But you're recommending don't eat them off the bush.
Yeah, you can. And in fact, I want to say, I think there's actually a poisonous component. So it's like it breaks down with the cooking of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know how there's certain plants like this.
You caramelize the berries and you put in honey?
So
as they're boiling?
I simmer them with water.
Okay.
So it's extracting all the juice.
Yeah.
Right? And then I cool it down.
Okay.
And you have to cool it before you add the honey. Otherwise, the heat will kill off all the good stuff that's in the honey.
Oh, okay.
Right? Because you want to get all that immune supportive stuff from the honey.
Right. Well, this is like Tahibo tea, so.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
So it's potent. It's very potent.
Okay.
People are happy with it, and they just keep ordering it. And every year, they're hey, you have that elderberry syrup? I'm like, yep.
Come on down.
Okay. Here we go. Yeah, it's
fun. See, we're learning stuff, Beth, already, and it's not even fair time yet.
It's not.
Okay,
but
so
it's around the corner. It's like tomorrow.
It's like tomorrow it's going to be here, and I think you just got one more vendor. But is it too late to be a vendor, or how do we do that?
You need to contact me to become a vendor.
Okay.
Call me at 503-987-1113.
Okay.
Or you can email me at beth@understandingmymedicare.com. I still have spots left, but they do fill up fast.
Oh, I know. And so, and if you fill up the inside, you're going to branch out to the outside.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a good problem.
Oh, it's
a
good problem.
It is a great problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, Columbia River Foursquare Church is such a great facility. We talked yesterday on a different show to Tom Weaver, who's the director for Shoestring Players.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it might be kind of fun because they might still be set up there during the health and safety fair, and we ought to get them to do a little blurb from their
They should have a booth there because activities is very healthy for
That's
seniors.
Right.
Oh,
instead of being sedentary, sitting on a couch, get up. Maybe they
take your friends and go to the play.
Go to the play, but
maybe
be in the play.
I would say sign up for a role.
That's right.
Maybe they did that in high school and they want to.
Exactly.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So fun. See, they've been trying to recruit Marty.
Yeah, I know.
There you go.
But
the play.
I'm already so active, I can't stand it.
He's here all the time.
You know, I don't ever slow down. That's probably why I'm still here.
That's why you're still here.
That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and now we talk about health issues like Lindsey and I do here on Dining Out normally, but you have a veritable plethora of health people coming in. Maybe give us a little hint on what that is.
So I have financial planners coming in, lawyers. Safeway will be there doing flu shots and COVID boosters. The Red Cross will be there not only with a table telling people about disaster preparedness, but also looking for Red Cross volunteers.
Oh, yeah.
And then in the back classroom, they will be doing a blood drive.
Wow,
and they do that
great.
Every year.
I know.
I have ramp people there, people that need ramps access to either their building, their homes, or their business.
Mm.
Really?
So these are metal portable ramps that they just hook them together.
Yeah.
I have those there, financial planners, retirement facilities, a VA officer that will be there. Insurance companies, the senior centers will all be there.
Wonderful.
So lots and lots to see, do, learn about. Mm-hmm. How can you get more information? Call me. Go on my website, understandingmymedicare.com.
There we go.
Well, and for seniors, that's so important, I think, that they stay active.
Yes.
That they don't just hunker down. So my friend Pat, I always give him a bad time. Every time I call him to do the short show on the radio,
mm-hmm.
he's eating. And so I told him, I said, you know, Pat, you should do something else besides.
He needs to call Lindsay.
Eat. Call Lindsay. That's it. Call Lindsay. I've tried to put that
Let's
together.
Let's go, Pat.
That could be a whole radio show in and of itself. But senior programs are important. I'm glad that both senior centers are going to be there because they've had some challenges.
Senior centers around the area have had some challenges, and the last couple of them are still going through it. But these centers, they have so many activities for our seniors. You know, and it's not even just for the seniors.
No.
If you're a stay-at-home mom or something and want something to do, they've got classes there.
Oh, I know.
Right.
Yeah, everything from knitting, sewing. Of course, they do have random bunco games from time
to time. They do. The Scappoose Senior Center has they have bingo, but they also have a woodworker in there.
Oh, yeah.
You can go in and learn to do woodworking, carving, ceramics. There's all kinds of stuff.
Eventually, I see this growing out of the Columbia River Four Square Church and into a massive
That would be a problem.
Yeah.
First of all, we don't have an event space big enough for around here.
I know.
But
We need more space.
We need a huge event center here.
I know we do.
Event center would be so good here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hotel event center on the waterfront.
And could we turn it
on the waterfront?
Could we turn it also into a or have a section of it be a roller skating rink?
Oh, yeah.
Roller
skating back.
Well, I don't know how many seniors you're going to get out there, but...
Go see Oaks Park for that. They're up and rolling, pardon the pun.
I think that's the only one left around here, isn't
it?
It is, for roller skating.
On the West Coast, anyway.
Yeah. That's it. I know we've got a couple ice rinks, but that...
We do. Yeah. Skate World closed in Hillsboro.
Yeah, years ago.
Yeah, I used to take my son there.
And there was one in Eugene, too.
Yeah, and Eugene,
And there was one at Beaverton Mall, old Beaverton Mall.
Oh, you're right. They're on Cedar Hills Boulevard. Yes.
Yep.
Okay, back in the day.
All right.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm aging myself.
We're kind of getting crazy. It's okay. I mean, we all age.
We're all aging.
Get upper, and we all oxidize, so we want to fight that.
And we want to age well, right?
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the talk. I just had a client in my office this morning, and I was like, hey, I care about your health, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I was going through all of his labs, and he just had time in the hospital for his heart, and so I was going through, like, a CT scan, all this stuff that they don't go over. They don't explain this stuff to you. So I went over all this, and, okay, now here's the plan. We're going to order these specialty lab tests. We need to look at your gut and what's going on with that, and that. And I just said, hey, I do this because
you know,
I care about you. And they're like, yo, yeah, I know. You know, because it can be a lot. It's kind of overwhelming.
Oh, yeah.
When you're looking at all this and it's like, whoa, there's a lot of stuff going on in my body, right? Yeah. In my health.
Oh,
but
I
it's
know.
Like,
yeah.
Well, but the great thing is we know what's going on. We have some clues here. So now we know what we can do to get you into a place of health.
Mm-hmm. So do you take insurances or are you totally private pay?
I don't take insurance.
Your private pay.
That's the tough part.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a payment plan.
I do. If people have health savings accounts or flexible spending accounts, I take those. But I, like Marty said, I do payment plans. So I literally won't turn anyone away.
Yeah.
It's like, because I care so much about helping people, you know, if they're like, man, I can't afford it. I'm like, yeah, you can, because I will take a payment plan that'll work for you, that we just pay this off over time. Like,
well,
let's go. I want to get you in here and get you on a path.
If I could jump in on this, is that you have to want to make a change yourself first.
That's it.
If you don't want to do it, it's not going to happen.
No.
And so you have to make up your mind, like me, scaling back my sugar.
That's right.
Like getting my dental work done.
That's right.
I had to get off my butt and decide, I got to do this.
Right.
So.
Okay. Oh, I'll be the first to admit, you know, I call it crap food.
Yeah.
That's
it's an addiction.
It is.
And you need a 12-step program for it.
Yeah, the worst thing that happened to me is Burger King locating 500 feet from KOHI.
Oh, my goodness. Dang them.
Darn it. You guys.
I know.
But,
they serve water in the dispensary.
I know.
Marty, there you go.
Okay.
Changing from soda to the... Bingo. She did. She got you.
All right, last,
she got you.
Last segment with Beth here. Beth, the contact, how do we get involved with the Senior Health and Safety Fair? Go.
Give me a call at 503-987-1113, or you can email me at beth@understandingmymedicare.com.
We love it, and we'll talk again next segment here on Dining Out, Columbia County.